If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Well, here in Spain, this week I welcome Chris McCann back into the studio. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Howard.
Glad to hear it. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Cathal Rochford gave us a useful summary on the key tax reforms included in the UK budget. But this week I'd like to explore one of the issues in more depth. I've been holding these discussions with Levensfranks for over 25 years, and one popular subject has been the UK domicile regime, and how it means many British expatriates remain subject to UK inheritance tax. But it sounds like that's all going to change now. So to start with, Chris, can you quickly explain what domicile is and why it's been so important for UK nationals living abroad?
Well, I think UK domicile over the years has been one of the most complex and misunderstood of ideas. In simple terms, it's a legal concept that determines an individual's permanent home country. Unlike residence, which is where you live for tax or other purposes in a given year, domicile is more enduring, and it reflects your long-term home or home country. For UK nationals living abroad, it's always been important because your domicile determines whether you're liable to UK inheritance tax on your worldwide assets or just on your UK assets. In other words, it determines how deep the UK tax authority's claws are in your estate once you pass away.
So the big question, how will all this change for people leaving the UK to live in Spain? And for those already living here, is it good news, and how good?
As announced in the budget, from 6th of April 2025, the current domicile-based system of inheritance is going to be replaced with a new residence-based system. Now, what that means is, on leaving the UK, the time an individual remains in scope for UK inheritance tax will be between 3 and 10 years, depending on how long they've previously lived in the UK. I'm not going to go through all the possible scenarios, but I think it is good news because it provides some degree of certainty that all British nationals who've lived in Spain for at least 10 years will see their non-UK assets fall outside the scope of UK inheritance tax. Now, with this new system in place, if you can ensure that you've been out of the UK for at least 10 years, and this is important as well, and you have moved your assets out of the UK, you can ensure that your children, grandchildren receive the lion's share of your estate on death.
Big change.
Yeah, big change, and change for the good, because it gives us more clarity.
And what about foreign nationals moving to the UK or for expatriates to return to live there?
Well, as far as inheritance tax is concerned, an individual moving to the UK will be in the scope of inheritance tax on their non-UK assets, where they are classed as long-term UK resident, which means that an individual must be resident in the UK for at least 10 out of the last 20 years. An interesting potential scenario under the new rules now is that a British expatriate who's been tax resident in Spain for at least 10 years can then return to the UK and avoid becoming liable for UK inheritance tax for up to 10 years, even after returning. For example, you move to Spain and you're tax resident for 20 years. So you live in Spain for 20 years as a Spanish tax resident. And after 10 years, whilst living in Spain, you cease being liable to UK inheritance tax. So for 10 of those 20 years, you're no longer liable for UK inheritance tax. After those 20 years, you decide to return. That might be because of ill health or just a partner dies or any other common reason why people return. You will remain outside of the scope of UK inheritance tax on your non-UK assets for 10 years after returning. Now, again, this is good news. But to ensure you take full advantage of these potential opportunities, it is essential that you plan in advance. And to plan in advance, I believe you need the help of an advisor who has the experience with cross-border tax planning, such as Blevins Franks.
Aside from domicile, what other inheritance tax reforms were included in the budget? And what's your advice for our listeners at this point in time?
Well, the current inheritance tax thresholds are due to be frozen until April 2028. And the government is extending these threshold freezes for a further 2 years to April 2030. The government also announced it will reform what's called agricultural property relief and business property relief from 6th of April 2026. Previously, relief of up to 100% was available on qualifying business and agricultural assets. Now, for disposals from the 6th of April 2026, the 100% rate of relief will be restricted to the first 1 million of combined agricultural and business property, and thereafter, the rate of relief will be 50%, effectively reducing the 40% inheritance tax rate to 20%. Now, what this means for people with private companies and farms who were looking to pass those assets on to the next generation and use business property relief or agricultural relief to mitigate UK inheritance tax is that they are likely now to be paying some inheritance tax when they were not expecting to previously.
So given these changing times, Chris, how important is it to get an advisor that can cover both countries?
Howard, as we've had many discussions about these types of topics, I think it's essential that you have an advisor that understands not only the rules and the legislation in the country where you are resident, but also in the UK if you are a UK domiciled person or have managed to lose your domicile. So I think these rules are very complex, and so I do think it would be advisable if anybody would like to have more information that they contact us. Listeners can contact us via our website, blevinsfranks.com. They will be able to get the contact numbers of our local advisors. And if so, they would like they can also complete a contact form online, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch with the most appropriate next steps.
Many thanks. We'll talk again next week.
It's a pleasure, Howard. Speak again next week.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.